It is another unexpected and unprecedented week in the world of golf. More tournaments have been canceled. The PGA Championship has been postponed. We are here to break down the latest and greatest and try and look in the crystal ball and see what's ahead. Welcome to the Golf Central Podcast, presented by TaylorMade and the all-new Sim Driver. The driver head was in need of a drastic change in order to provide more performance, so TaylorMade changed the shape altogether with their new Sim Driver, which allowed them to make it fast and forgiving where every golfer needs it, the downswing. The pros love the new shape, but the biggest reason TaylorMade changed the shape was to help make you into a better golfer. Check out TaylorMadeGolf.com for all information on the all-new Sim family. With that, I'm your host, Will Gray, pleased to be joined by GolfChannel.com senior writer, Ryan Lavner. Lav, this is strange and interesting times that we're living in, but I guess the biggest headline came down late Tuesday afternoon that we have another batch of four PGA Tour events canceled through the AT&T Byron Nelson in mid-May. The PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park has been postponed to a date TBD. And basically, the entire golf calendar remains in flux. So where do we stand, and what is your takeaway?
Well, I don't think it was any surprise that the PGA Championship got postponed. They're hoping to play it in the summer, and we can certainly break that down here in a little bit. But that wasn't a surprise, especially after the CDC came out and said that they're banning gathering, or they're recommending that gatherings of 50 or more people are either postponed or canceled for the next 8 weeks. And that time frame would have butt right up against Monday of PGA Championship week. And so it just seems so unlikely that, especially in the Bay Area, which has kind of been one of the hotspots for the coronavirus, there's already some rumors and speculation that the PGA of America was exploring some other potential relocation options. It just seems so unlikely that, boy, on the first day that the CDC's recommendation kind of cuts off, that we could start and have the first major championship of the year. So that it's not a surprise at all. And I think the big question now is whether it's going to be, as they said, safe and responsible to host this major championship sometime in the summer.
It seems, you know, it was only a week ago that the speculation started with, hey, you know, maybe they're going to have to move the PGA. Maybe they're going to have it at TPC Sawgrass or have it somewhere else. That seems like it was 45 years ago right now. I mean, that's amazing to think about. Everything that has changed in the 7 or 8 days since that kind of discussion first began, and that was the first real smoke signal that we might have some serious implications when it comes to the golf calendar with the ongoing coronavirus epidemic, which is now a pandemic. But you mentioned, you know, trying to fit this in the summer. TPC Harding Park, San Francisco, pretty mild weather. You could theoretically have a lot of spots in the calendar once things get back to normal, quote unquote. That this, you know, when we were talking about the Masters last week, it feels like it's got to either happen right now or it's got to shift potentially to the fall. Those restrictions aren't necessarily in place if we're talking about having a PGA in San Francisco.
No, and I think what's actually been kind of heartwarming through all this is that, you know, all these governing bodies, all these organizations in golf are actually coming together to try and salvage something of this 2020 golf season. And so the PGA,
the five families, they're sticking together.
Exactly. Like the PGA of America is working with the PGA Tour to try and find it. I think they're probably going to have, if I think right now the big question mark is what's going to happen with the Olympics right now. And it just seems so unlikely that I know the IOC is saying that all systems go and they're preparing and proceeding as normal. That seems like that's probably the next shoe to drop, is just postponing that to 2021. If that's the case, that potentially opens up some windows in late July, early August, that you could have this PGA Championship. However, we're both not doctors here. We both don't work for the CDC or the World Health Organization. It still seems unlikely that they would be able to have fans at a major championship this summer. And if that's the case, I think the organization needs to weigh whether that's something they even want to get involved. But I think, you know, if the Olympics are played, I think that late July, early August window is probably the best bet for PGA Championship. I don't foresee any other time frame in which you could have it.
Well, you mentioned the Olympic golf, which I believe was slated to start July 30th. Kind of looking at July 30th to August 2nd was that potential week in Tokyo. And I think one of the big implications with the Olympics is how much the qualification is now impacted. Could you have an Olympics in Tokyo at the end of July, potentially, but the entire deal with the Olympics is you have months and months of run-up of qualifying and deciding who gets to be in these teams and in the Olympics. And so that's certainly going to be a factor. And that's also a factor of what we've seen with the USGA, who also, you know, the US Open, the US Women's Open are still on the calendar for early and mid-June. But now we've seen local qualifying for the men has been canceled. The entire qualifying, one stage of qualifying for the women has been canceled. Sectionals are still theoretically on the table. They say they're going to try and reconfigure how qualifying would look to potentially get a field into winged foot in the middle of June. But you also have to look at the geography that right now you have New Rochelle, New York, which is a hotspot with a quarantine zone around it, you know, patrolled by the National Guard, that is literally adjacent to Winged Foot Golf Club. And that is not good. And so I, you know, you mentioned the Olympics could be the next domino in the series, but I do think that the US Open is now on deck.
Yeah. And plus there's a travel ban to the United Kingdom and all Europe. So obviously the Open Championship is potentially jeopardized as well. So, I mean, yes, it's the major calendars is certainly in flux here. If you're ranking them in terms of likelihood, I think the Masters is the most likely to be played this year. I'm still not convinced it'll actually happen, but I think a Masters in October, at least you could see that as being a feasible option. For the PGA Championship, I'd probably put that second just because they seem to be angling for a spot right now. And look, we may tape another podcast in 2 or 3 weeks and the landscape has shifted dramatically. Hope we're, you know, fingers crossed that it's going to change for the better. I'm not so sure if that's going to be the case, but the PGA Championship to me seems like the second most likely option. And boy, it's certainly looking like a lost year for the US Open and the Open Championship, just because there aren't as many windows to play those championships other than the summer months.
Well, you mentioned that, and you think about the flexibility that the PGA Championship has with these summer months, and the Open especially is really restricted. Once you get into the fall, you think about the southeast coast of England, it's better than being up at Turnberry, but you really don't have a lot of geographic or flexibility within the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, another piece of the puzzle, it was kind of tamped down by the PGA of America on Tuesday night, was the report from our good friend Jamie Corrigan. Yep. With the Telegraph, reporting that the Ryder Cup, which is slated for September 25th to 27th, is set to be postponed until 2021 because of the coronavirus pandemic. To me, that seemed a little bit premature. And the PGA came out and said that speculation is inaccurate. They are going to have to make a decision here in the next month or two, probably, just because it is such an undertaking to get all of the infrastructure in place. But I'm curious your thoughts on that, just because you mentioned the qualifying for the Olympics, you mentioned the qualifying for the Open Championships, both the U.S. Open and the British, and you know you're going to run into the same issues with Ryder Cup qualifying if you're missing a huge chunk of these seasons on both the U.S. and the European side.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's going to be the case. That, you know, is the Ryder Cup postponed right now? Probably not. But are they thinking about it? I mean, they have to be.
Absolutely,
because as you mentioned, yeah, that you might not have enough runway to get these qualifications in. You don't want to necessarily try and shoehorn it into the calendar if there's already going to be a lot of big events in and around it. And you think about it, if the Ryder Cup moves a year, as we've, you know, there's precedent here with the attacks of 9/11. It bumped from 2001 to 2002. The teams were frozen in terms of qualifying. Now, we were later in the qualification process than we are right now. But still, you know, just like with the Olympics, if the Olympics get postponed, that could open up a window or a week. And if the Ryder Cup is postponed, that could also open up another week at the end of September where you could potentially, if not have a major, then have another big event. Certainly, they're going to be able to, or they're going to be trying to use as many weeks as they can, you know, once this thing gets back up and running through the end of the year to try and get as much golf in as possible.
And look, we were both at Hazeltine in 2016. I mean, the crowds are absolutely massive. They're not going to be practicing social distancing that week. This thing needs to be completely wiped off. They have to have absolutely zero concerns whatsoever. And they need to be able to make that call a couple of months in advance. I think that's the potential issue. I wouldn't be totally surprised if it is eventually postponed until 2021, but I think we're still a month or two away from making that determination.
Yeah, I tend to agree. There's a lot of moving parts. Obviously, the 2021 was supposed to be a President's Cup year that's already locked in at Quail Hollow. There are preparations involved with all that stuff. But these are certainly unprecedented times. Now, you mentioned your confidence in the Masters. You feel like the Masters is the most likely to occur of all the four majors right now. And I know you and I have both been doing some internet hotel sleuthing in our work from home time. And it seems that there is a little bit of extra demand in the Augusta, Georgia hotel industry for a couple of weeks in October, that suddenly, you know, rooms that would normally go for $100 a night are either sold out or going for $880 or something like that. I don't know if that's just people with too much free time like us trying to speculate or read into things, but there's at least a movement to kind of, you know, chalk off those first 2 weeks in October as potential Masters 2020 dates.
Yeah, aren't you glad that I sent you that text message yesterday to go ahead and look at some hotel rooms in the Augusta area? And look, we're tentatively booked for the second week of October. A nice Fairfield, about 2 miles from the front gates at Augusta.
Not a sponsor of the show, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And so, look, I think there's a couple reasons why that date in particular would work. You know, first and foremost, the club is closed from mid-May through the end of September. You know, the summer heat is too oppressive. The grass turns brown, and the, you know, that's the time that the club makes some course maintenance changes. And so, look, it'd be overseeded with rye grass that time of year. It would absolutely pop on television. It would play most similarly to what we would see the second week of April. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be exact, but it would certainly be the best option I've seen. You know, maybe November, December. To me, that's too late, and you get a little dodgy with the weather, and the course wouldn't present the same to players, and certainly not on television. They're in, you know, Augusta National is as interested in the spectacle as it is for the tournament itself. And so that made sense first and foremost. And second of all, you know, a lot of the speculation came from local media outlets reporting that Augusta National and club officials had reached out to local school districts to see about extending the fall break. That's when it is for students and faculty. And so, you know, a lot of those parents, a lot of the teachers, they rent out their houses during Masters week. It's a huge business, certainly local business and area businesses there depend on that to get by for the year. And so they're trying to accommodate the local residents as much as possible. And so if it is going to happen, I've kind of circled that second or third week in October, and we're going to be well positioned because we have a free cancellation policy until 1 or 2 days before the start of that week.
Yeah, you're just out thinking the world here. I will say the other kernel of information is Marina Alex, LPGA player, posted a tweet that her hotel room for around that time in Augusta was canceled. And she said to the hotel, "Listen, I didn't cancel. You canceled me," seemingly thinking that they're trying to get a better rate. But we shall see. I'll defer to you as the resident Georgia Bulldog on when is good and when is not good to play up there. But I will say it is, you know, just to show how serious of a situation we're in, that Augusta National itself did decide to close or is in the process of closing this week. So they're one of many golf courses across the country that are shuttering their doors as the epidemic and pandemic continues. All right, I want to turn quickly to one non-scheduling note, or not a 2020 scheduling note, and that's the Premier Golf League, which, while there is no PGA Tour event, that seemingly got a bit of not a death knell, but a big shot in terms of Brooks Koepka and John Rahm both saying that they are out. They joined Rory McIlroy, which means that now you've got the top three players in the world that seemingly are pledging allegiance to the PGA Tour and saying they have no interest in the upstart PGL.
Yeah, and I thought the timing was a little bit curious. You know, I think it can be said quite fairly that last week at the Players' Championship wasn't Commissioner Jay Monahan's best week in terms of dealing with a crisis. And then, you know, on Sunday, Brooks Koepka calls up the AP's Doug Ferguson and says, I want to talk. This is what I want to come out with. I'm down with the PGL, all in support of Jay Monahan. I think he's done a great job. And then you had John Rahm going to Eamon Lynch saying the same thing last week at the Players' Championship. And then you had that kind of double whammy with now the top three players in the world. It always seemed unlikely that Tiger was going to do it just because he was not going to commit to an 18 tournament schedule, even if they gave him some kind of legacy deal in which he would only have to play 10 or 12 times based on considering the fact that Tiger is still recovering from another back issue even 10 to 12 times might be more than Tiger's looking to play in a calendar year. To me, that should just about do it for this proposed alternative league. And you had Jay Monahan making the rounds during the Florida swing, talking to players, talking up the new media rights deal, which is certainly going to put more money in their pockets, not just from, you know, Wyndham rewards, but also the FedEx Cup bonus is going to be absolutely massive. Regular season tournament purses are going to be enormous as well. So there's the PGA Tour has a lot going for it. And I think, you know, kind of putting some elbows to throats over the past month certainly paid dividends for Jay Monahan and company. The PGA Tour looks very strong going forward here for the next decade. I'm sure PGL or some other iteration will pop up again. But the PGA Tour is well positioned to ward off any potential challenge.
Yeah, it certainly seems like the PGA Tour drew the line in the sand, and a lot of the top players are responding accordingly. And that does bode well for the long-term future of the tour. All right, I want to turn back attention to the schedule. As we said, the PGA Championship is postponed, but Jay Monahan and tour officials have canceled four more PGA Tour events that were scheduled to occur between the Masters and the PGA. Of those four, RBC Heritage, the Zurich, Wells Fargo, and the Nelson, which one are you going to miss the most?
It's not the Nelson, since it was going to be the final year at Trinity Forest anyway.
That was my vote because it was the final year at Trinity Forest. Trinity Forest got a bad rap. I would have liked to have seen one more year at Trinity Forest. Having been out there the first year, I've seen it. It's not as it looks better in person than it does on TV, but I would have liked to at least get one more crack at it, potentially in better conditions.
Yeah, but it was going to be a terrible field anyway. I'm not too heartbroken. To me, it's Quail Hollow. Absolutely love that golf course. It always draws a good field, and especially positioned where it was supposed to be in between the Masters and the PGA Championship. That seemed like it was going to be the big tune-up for the game's stars to make sure that they're ready for the year's second major. To me, that was a really big blow. We had some potentially fun pairings at the Zurich Classic. I know I was interested in watching Matt Wolf and Colin Morikawa team up there at TPC Louisiana. So that's going to be a little bit of a bummer as well. But to me, to miss out on Quail Hollow, that's a big blow on the schedule, and sadly I don't think we're going to be stopping at these four cancellations as well.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial is next on deck, and Quail Hollow is one of those courses. As we mentioned, there are ripple effects here. That course was supposed to host the President's Cup next year. The Wells Fargo was supposed to go to a different course in 21. We'll have to see how all this shakes out. And then one more before we wrap things up here. What are your thoughts on Mike Wann, LPGA commissioner, coming up with this thought exercise of potentially doing a 2-for-1 tournament, that he's obviously got a handful of tournaments that he has had to cancel or postpone. And he's talking about the potential to have a super event where you have two sponsors co-sponsoring the event, you juice the purse, double it up, and kind of try and make the best of a rough situation.
I absolutely love it. And I think Mike Wann has kind of come out as a shining light in all of this darkness with the strong, assertive leadership that he has shown, these kind of innovative ideas. I know our Randy Mel with GolfChannel.com has been talking to him this week and kind of, Mike Wann's been bouncing some ideas off Randy and they're kind of exploring some ideas. I think, you know, everyone is in this position where they're just trying to salvage what they can of the season. The LPGA has been absolutely decimated with some early season cancellations. The entire Asian swing was wiped out in late January and February. And it's unclear, you know, the year's first major was pushed back. It's just unclear what they're going to be able to salvage out of it. The only redeeming thing for the LPGA is that they do have a strong back end of the schedule. If they can get 6 months of quality golf being played and you have these kind of mega events, you're still going to be able to stockpile the majors, especially the A&A Inspiration. That can be played certainly later in the year. I think Mike Wann, he can make the best of a terrible situation, and to me, he's come out looking a lot better in this than Jay Monahan, who's kind of backtracking every moment. Mike Wann stepped up and said, "I couldn't live with myself if we went ahead with these events." I thought that was really strong.
Yeah, I think those words resonated in the moment when you and I were at TPC Sawgrass, and they continue to resonate nearly a week later. I will speak for the resident degenerates in the group. The Cactus Tour Moon Valley Tournament in Phoenix, Arizona is still going on. Anna Nordqvist and Amy Olsen are your co-favorites at 11-2. If you're itching for some action, you can still get down on the Cactus Tour as the ladies continue to play at least that event. We'll see. By the time we tape it, things could have changed. But Ryan, thanks for joining me here. As I will say, and I believe I speak for you, there's been a lot more news and developments and information to come out of the last few days than maybe we expected, given the fact that we knew there was not going to be golf played. It seems like these developments are going to continue, at least in the short term, as more dominoes continue to fall and as this coronavirus situation continues to escalate across the country.
Yeah, we'd certainly like to have some good news, but it's safe to say that we're looking at least 2 months now without golf, and hopefully the news and everyone can stay safe. Everyone who's listening to this can stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully we'll have golf to talk about sooner rather than later.
Please thank your cat for joining us today on our podcast via
Thank
social media.
Thank God the dog was not home.
Yes, the dog's not home. The cat was at least silent in the corner, but always good to have a friend around. All right, Ryan Ladver, thanks again for joining us. We will continue to update you guys, the listeners, as things develop, as breaking news occurs, as the golf calendar for 2020 continues to shift. So again, for golfchannel.com, senior writer Ryan Ladver, I'm your host, Will Gray. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next time.